Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. This is your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com. This show will show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. I thank you so much for tuning in. I also thank you for your support. Today is December 31st of 2012. This is the very last day of 2012. Can you believe that? This is also going to be the last episode of this year. So much has happened. I just want to tell you what's happened in my life over the past 2 weeks. If you notice, I haven't put out an episode in at least a couple weeks. And the reason is because I just had my second son. That's right. My wife gave birth to my second son, Alexander, born on December 17th at 1:07 p.m. Healthy baby boy. Couldn't be happier. We've added another vegan to the planet to help save this planet, be compassionate to animals, and then also show that you can have all the health that you want and then some on a 100% plant-based diet. So today's episode is going to be very special because I'm going to be counting down my top 12 vegan body revelations and tips. So let's get started with number one. Let's start with protein powders. Through my vegan body revolution journey, I have tried a lot of different vegan protein powders. Some have been absolutely wonderful. Others have been just downright awful. Some have been just completely expensive. Others have been pretty darn economical. So let me tell you, my number one pick for protein powders of 2012 is from Sun Warrior. Their Warrior Blend chocolate protein is hands down, in my opinion, the very best value and taste and consistency that I've seen out of all the powders that I have tried. So for about $39, you can get yourself 2.2 pounds of this wonderful powder, and it mixes extremely well. You get a very high amount of protein per scoop, about 15 grams per scoop, and it's delicious. And it mixes in well easily with water or almond milk or any other liquid you decide to mix it up with. And it also mixes very easily with different foods. I've put that protein powder in my oatmeal. Tastes absolutely delicious. Number two, when you buy protein powder, either at the store or online, order two containers. That's right, two containers, and make it a habit to order the next two once you're halfway down the second container. I can't tell you how many times I've waited to the last second until all my protein has run out. And it usually happens like this. If I want to have two scoops of protein in my protein shake, I'll put one scoop in, and then I won't have enough to fill up a whole nother scoop because I'm going to try to scrape the bottoms of the container or the bag to get every last ounce of it I can, and usually it's not enough to fill it up. And you know what? Now I'm totally screwed. I either have to jump in the car and go to the store to get some more protein, or if my store doesn't carry the type of protein that I want, I'm going to have to order it online. It's going to take at least a day or two for it to get here. Don't let that happen to you, because meanwhile, your body's going to suffer, especially if your goal is muscle building. And you know you've got to get that all-important protein in every single day, every few hours. So don't let that happen to you. Get your protein powder. Buy them in twos. Number three. Blending your veggies is one of the greatest strategies to ingest super high amounts of nutrient-giving, high-quality living foods. If you're like me, I'm just not a vegetable person. I don't really enjoy salads. I'm not a vegetable guy. I love processed crap. But my higher self knows better that the processed crap isn't good for me, but I still can't help it. I still love the taste and convenience of the processed stuff. So you know what? All I've done is I've taken the good stuff, the raw veggies, and I've made it so much more convenient by throwing it in the blender. And if you have the right ingredients, check out some of the previous episodes where we go through the different types of smoothies that you can put together that are absolutely delicious and nutritious for you and taste wonderful. But you throw that in the blender, pour them into jars, and you've got the most convenient, highest quality, nutritious meals or supplements that you could ever have. That's blending your smoothies. You can consume more raw vegetables in a smoothie than most people can in a bowl or any other way. And the more you ingest, the faster your body will be able to grow and recover. So the more smoothies, the better. Blend them. Number four, speaking of smoothies, Most of us pour water into our smoothies. Well, this revelation came when I discovered that the water in your smoothies counts. That's right. Because we all know this. Many of us are on a prescription of a gallon of water or even more per day in order to achieve the best results possible. If you want to lose as much fat as you possibly can and you want to be able to build as much muscle as possible, you have to have enough water. Without enough water, and for some of us it's 96 ounces, for others it's a gallon or more. Without enough, you're not going to produce as much glycogen, you're not going to lose as much fat, and let's not mention your metabolism is going to go down with it, because just about every single biological process in your body occurs via the medium of water. And to get that much in a gallon or more a day, or even 96 ounces or more a day, depending on your size and what your goals are, it is a very daunting task. But I got to tell you, if you're doing the smoothie strategy to get your vegetables in, then you can count the water that you put into your smoothies as your water intake. So for me, I consume at least 40 to 64 ounces of smoothie a day, which accounts for at least 40 or so ounces of water, which is awesome, because then that means that I only need to drink, another 2/3 of a gallon to be able to finish my entire gallon. That's great. So count the water in your smoothies. Number 5, pouring my flaxseed oil into my shakes and my smoothies doesn't taste bad. That's huge, because if you want to lose as much fat as you possibly can, you want to build as much muscle as you can, it's all about how your hormones and your cells interact with each other. One of the most important nutrients that you can ingest that is responsible for how well your cells function and communicate are your omega-3s. And for vegans, there is really no better economical source of omega-3s than from flaxseed oil. The only problem with flaxseed oil is, if you ever tasted that stuff or shot it down straight, it is nasty, disgusting. But here's what I found. If you pour them into your green smoothies and you pour them into your protein shakes, they don't taste that bad. It's pretty darn good. So you can have a huge amount of flaxseed oil, get all your omega-3s that you need to be able to create the most amazing body you possibly can in a way that is convenient and doesn't taste bad. Number 6. Raw veggies make up the ultimate pre-workout carbs. Who would have thunk it? That's right. If you haven't tried it yourself, my gosh, here's the thing. I've read so many articles back in the day when I was getting my certifications and even when I was going through my master's program and getting my master's degree in exercise science. When I went to the nutrition sections of each of those courses, all of them recommended you got to have low glycemic carbohydrates, and complex carbohydrates are really good for pre-workout meals. And so this is what was recommended. Sweet potatoes and oatmeal and different low glycemic complex carbohydrates, like different sorts of like brown rice and pastas and stuff like that, and beans as pre-workout meals. But here's the thing, you know, when I'd eat those things, I really wouldn't feel energized before a workout. I'd eat those right before a workout because I was supposed to, and I just wouldn't feel energized. And then a long time ago, when I first started developing my rapid fat loss programs, this is even before I was vegan, my protocol required that all of my carbohydrates came from raw vegetables. So guess what I was eating 5 or 6 times a day, including my pre-workout meals? Nothing but raw vegetables. And this is what blew my mind. Eating a big tin of broccoli, carrots, peppers, cucumbers, and mushrooms gave me 30 times more energy and endurance than eating an entire bowl of beans or lentils or legumes or oatmeal prior to my workout. I mean, it just didn't even compare. Raw veggies. Now, the reasons behind that, you know, there's a lot of things that we can think about that that might explain why I get such a great energy rush, but it really doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is that when I do it, it works. When I put my students on it, it works amazing. So I get my students to go to my boot camp in the mornings. They're drinking green smoothies before their workout instead of eating oatmeal, and it's given them 10 times more energy, according to them and also according to me. So give that a shot. That might work for you as well. Raw veggies as a pre-workout meal. Number 7. You can avoid becoming vitamin B deficient with nutritional yeast. That's right. One of the biggest downsides nutritionally as a vegan is that you you get low on vitamin B because it's pretty abundant in animal-based sources, unless you know about nutritional yeast. That's right. Nutritional yeast is a little yellow flaky substance that you can buy extremely cheaply at just about any natural food grocery store, like Sprouts or Whole Foods, and you sprinkle that on top of any food that you want. It's got a cheesy type of flavor. I sprinkle it on my tofu. It's delicious, and it is loaded with B vitamins, and it's also loaded with protein, believe it or not, as well. So double whammy for those of you trying to build muscle and trying to create a more enhanced fit physique. It's going to help you with that. Vitamin B deficiency can be completely avoided with nutritional yeast. My son, when he was just a little one-year-old, became vitamin B deficient. We didn't know about nutritional yeast back then. And our doctor wanted to put him on some supplements. And my wife, she's a medical doctor as well, did a little bit of research and found that nutritional yeast is what you can add to his meals to increase his B levels. Well, guess what? After 4 weeks of supplementing him with vitamin B from nutritional yeast, and all this was we sprinkled a little bit of nutritional yeast on all his food. So he'd eat some peas, we'd sprinkle it on his peas. If he ate some raw vegetables or even a little bit of pasta, we'd throw it on top of his pasta, just sprinkle it on all of his food and on his tofu. He didn't notice. In fact, he loved the flavor. And they came in, and the results came back, and his vitamin B levels were off the charts. And when I say off the charts, I really mean it was above the highest number on the range that they measure. He was above and beyond what this pediatrician has ever seen on any patient, not just the vegan ones. Number 8, going vegan and doing it the right way can easily double the speed of your recovery from workouts. And what does that mean? It means that you can actually double your workout frequency. And that's exactly what I needed to do when I went into muscle building mode. In order for me to build the 7.25 pounds of muscle that I did back in 2011, I needed to double the amount that I was working out because, well, I could. I was recovering so quickly from it. And one of the reasons for that is a vegan diet reduces inflammation big time. And when you reduce inflammation, you increase recovery time. Number 9, going raw vegan is like a Swiss Army knife to disease. It just kills so many of them. If you've got any inflammatory related disease, if you've got high cholesterol, if you've got high blood pressure, if you've got little red bumps coming out of your skin, hives or whatever, then go raw vegan. It's one of the easiest and simple and most effective ways to drastically reduce your inflammation and get rid of any inflammatory related disease or symptoms that you're experiencing. This is from an interview that I did a while ago with Darlene Navarre. Check out that interview, those episodes. What she'll teach you is just absolutely phenomenal. But going raw vegan gets rid of virtually all the foods that most people are eating on a daily basis that's probably keeping them sick or promoting different illnesses. Raw vegan, how about that? One of the easiest and best cure-alls that there are out there. Number 10, TVA training for a tighter tummy. The TVA is the transverse abdominis muscle. I go over that in a previous episode, but in a nutshell, it is a girdle muscle that is responsible for helping you stay lean and also increasing your core strength to the point where you can virtually eliminate lower back pain and problems in the future. Get this muscle super, super tight and you're going to be in awesome shape. Now, what's so great about it and why it's a revelation is because this muscle can be trained anytime, anywhere, in virtually any circumstance, except for maybe when you're unconscious and asleep. But you could still train it while you're lying in bed. It's one of the easiest muscles to train, period, hands down, over and out, and will give you probably one of the greatest and biggest bang for the amount of effort that you're putting into it. It's easy, it's simple, and it's the first place to begin with any solid training program. Number 11. This one comes from my friend Robert Cheek. Listen, I thought I committed an awesome feat of strength and muscle size vegan style when I built 7.25 pounds in 4 weeks, but this man gained 16 pounds in 6 weeks. I mean, that's tremendous. all on a 100% plant-based diet. So this revelation is the fact that you can build a huge amount of muscle in a short period of time eating nothing but plants and plant products. How about that? Refer to my previous episodes on how to build a lot of muscle in a short period of time on a 100% plant-based diet. Those of you trying to build muscle, you can. I promise you can. Just you got to know what to do. You got to have enough protein. You got to know how to train correctly. So stay plugged into the show and talk to me. If you need some help, send me an email, tom@veganbodyrevolution.com. Number 12. This revelation comes from my friend Joe Cross, Mr. Juicing himself. It is that you can reboot your body and your metabolism. Hey, you think your digestion is the issue? Do a reboot. Think you got a bad metabolism? Do a reboot. You think your body's just not responding because you've got so much crap built up in it from all the years that you've been eating nothing but animal-based products and junk like that? Do a reboot. How do you reboot? Well, one of the easiest ways is just simply go to Joe Cross's website, jointhereboot.com, and you do a very short duration juice fast, and it helps you get your health on track so you can start fresh with a nice, highly tuned, cleaned out engine. Just like when you put those little cleaners in your engine and it cleans it out so it can work a lot better and give you more gas mileage and so on and so forth. Same thing works with your body. You do a reboot. Just imagine giving your entire digestive system a nice, well-deserved break, because maybe you've been throwing a lot of garbage at it lately and it's really spending a lot of energy and effort to try to digest all that. Forget it. Give it a break. Give it a little bit of a vacation by feeding it the very best stuff on the planet in a form that requires it to do the least amount of work humanly possible. And that's what a juice fast does. And that's what Joe on his website will show you exactly how to do. Rebooting your body. Well, that rounds out the top 12 vegan body revelations of 2012. And I'm going to give you one more. And that's this. It has been calculated that a single vegan spares approximately 50 animals per year. Now, that's huge. Now, you might not be going vegan because you care about the plight of the animals, but I do want you to know that taking this approach to getting your body in the best shape possible is one that is creating a positive effect on others and the rest of the world. Whereas when you do it the other way, with animals and animal products, that there is a cost. And it's not just the money that you're putting towards feeding yourself. There's a cost to the environment. There's a cost to humanity on top of that. And when you do it vegan style, you are creating more good on this planet. And I thank you for that. You're making my son's life and my future family's life even better by choosing this lifestyle, and you're helping prove to the world that you can have it all. You can have the best health, you can have the best body possible, and you don't need to take the planet and the environment down with it. So, from me to you, I want to just thank you from the bottom of my heart for making this choice, or at least getting curious about it, and supporting this show. Thank you so much for listening. If there's anything that you feel that I can do to help you achieve your fitness goals, please hit me up. Send me an email to tom@veganbodyrevolution.com. And also plug in to our Facebook fan page. Go to facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. Also, you can check out our website as well. Go to veganbodyrevolution.com. And lastly, don't forget to pick up a copy of the free vegan muscle ebook. Go to veganmusclebook.com and download it right away. I'm so excited. This is the very last episode, so that means that tomorrow is going to begin a brand new year. I've got so much cool stuff coming your way. I've got interviews from some amazing people that are going to show you how they got in the best shape of their lives. I've got some interviews from some extremely busy people, some multimillionaires that show you how to be able to stay in shape on an extremely busy schedule. And I also want to learn more about what you want to hear for episodes coming up this year. Please send me an email or connect on Facebook and let me know. So thank you again. This is Thomas Tadlock from the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and Happy New Year. And I'll catch you on the next podcast.